It's proudly Canadian, proudly local on ptbotoday.ca, presented by Rusco Windows and Doors. Our very own Paul Rellinger caught up with Drew Merritt of Merritt Home Hardware.
I take it proudly Canadian, proudly local isn't something new for you. You know, I think that's kind of been a focus of yours, I'm assuming, for quite a while now. So really, this is just a continuation of what you've been doing. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's funny. I was looking at shirts just to wear this morning for work. Of course, I've got like 20 red shirts. And it's interesting how many have Canadian flags even on the back of them or somewhere on them. And Home Hardware, the beauty of our company is we're 100% Canadian owned. We're only in Canada. We're all across the country. We're in almost every little small town across. We have over 1,100 stores. So it's pretty exciting just that to know that we're all owned by dealers too. So it's not owned by a conglomerate. We're just owned by the local people that work in the stores. So it's very, I guess, we're proud to say we're Canadian, especially with what's going on right now. And the beauty of Home Hardware too is we can order local things if we want. So we're not stuck to what head office says, which is nice.
Yeah, selling beer and chainsaws isn't a good combination, right? A lot of times. So.
No, not at all.
Drew, have you noticed a shift a little bit in terms of your customers? I mean, we hear much talk about, you know, they're aware of what's going on. They're asking questions of store owners, store operators. Is this Canadian? You know, tell us, like, are you hearing that a little bit more from your customers since all this began?
Yeah, we've had a lot of people, first question, they say, okay, well, I'm looking for this product, you know, what's made in Canada or even assembled in Canada, or a lot of our products that are in Canada right now are made in Canada, but with imported ingredients or imported parts or things like that. So it's, so the best we can do on probably 50% of our stock is it's made in Canada, but it's just by using imported products or chemicals or whatever. So our, like, example is our paint, our Beauty Tone paint. We have our own factory in Burford, Ontario. We do all our own paint, but it's made with, of course, chemicals from all over the world to get the end product of what the paint is.
You know, from in terms of a price point for products, are you feeling a little bit of an increasing pressure as of late, maybe to keep prices at a reasonable rate for your customers, but at the same time, you know, you're a business, you have to cover your costs, right?
Yes. Yeah. Luckily we had the opportunity of buying a lot before this all happened. So, of course, as of January, we knew it was going to happen. So we've filled our store and filled our warehouses. So we've got some product, but we're finding that the max of increases that we're getting is maybe about 10% right now, which isn't too bad. But across the board, our head office is sourcing a lot of Canadian product right now, which is helping a lot.
Drew, thank you so much for this. Appreciate you making the time. It's great what you're doing at the store, especially in terms of Canadian products. Well, so thank you.
Thanks, Paul, and thanks for the time.